Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Stimulated Mind Future-Proof, Your Brain from Dementia and Stay Sharp at Any Age, is a science-based health and neuroscience book by Dr. Tommy Wood, a physician, neuroscientist, and performance coach whose work connects brain aging, physical health, and human performance. The book addresses a common fear about aging that cognitive decline is largely unavoidable and that dementia prevention depends on future medical breakthroughs or specialized interventions. Wood argues instead that brain health is shaped substantially by modifiable daily inputs, including how people move, eat, sleep, learn, socialize, and manage stress. Its central framework is the 3S model, built around stimulation, sleep, and nutrient supply. Rather than presenting a narrow diet plan or supplement program, the book synthesizes research and practical experience into a lifestyle model for cognitive longevity. Its purpose is to help readers understand how the adult brain remains adaptable and how everyday habits can preserve or expand mental capacity across the lifespan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 3S model organizes brain health around stimulation, sleep, and nutrient supply. The core organizing idea of the stimulated mind is Wood's 3S model: stimulation, sleep, and nutrient supply. This framework is important because it avoids treating brain health as a single problem issue. Cognitive performance depends on whether the brain is challenged, repaired, and adequately fueled. Stimulation refers to meaningful demands placed on the nervous system through learning, movement, social interaction, and problem solving. Sleep supports restoration, memory consolidation, and regulation of systems that influence attention and emotional control. Nutrient supply covers the energy and micronutrients needed for brain function, while also connecting cognitive aging to metabolic and physical health. The strength of the model is its practicality. It gives readers a way to evaluate daily routines without requiring technical expertise or expensive testing. It also helps explain why isolated interventions often disappoint. A person may eat well, but sleep poorly, exercise often but remain socially isolated, or use brain games while ignoring cardiovascular health. Wood's framework treats brain resilience as the result of interacting inputs rather than a single magic lever. Secondly, cognitive headroom reframes prevention as building reserve before decline appears. A distinctive concept in the book is cognitive headroom, meaning the amount of mental capacity available beyond immediate demands. This idea shifts the discussion from merely avoiding disease to increasing reserve. If a person has more functional capacity, the brain may be better able to tolerate stress, aging, illness, or early pathological changes before everyday performance is affected. Wood uses this framing to challenge the assumption that people should only think about brain health once symptoms appear. Prevention begins earlier, through habits that maintain attention, memory, physical robustness, and adaptability. The concept is also useful because it links clinical risk with ordinary experience. Readers can understand headroom through situations such as mental fatigue, reduced concentration, or difficulty handling complex tasks after poor sleep or inactivity. The implication is not that lifestyle eliminates all dementia risk, but that capacity can be influenced. This makes the book more constructive than many fear-driven dementia guides. It presents brain aging as a dynamic process, where reserve can be strengthened through repeated appropriate challenges supported by recovery and nourishment. Thirdly, physical activity is treated as cognitive stimulation, not only cardiovascular maintenance. Wood gives physical activity a central role, but he does not present exercise only as a way to improve heart health or manage weight. In the stimulated mind, movement is a form of brain stimulation because it integrates coordination, sensory feedback, decision-making, balance, effort regulation, and often social engagement. This is why activities that combine physical, cognitive, and social elements, such as dance or skill-based sports, receive particular attention in discussions around brain health. The reasoning is that the brain adapts to demands that are varied and meaningful. Repetitive movement can still be valuable, especially for metabolic and vascular health, but complex movement may recruit broader networks. The book also connects exercise to muscle mass, insulin sensitivity, inflammation, and overall resilience, all of which are relevant to cognitive aging. This approach stands out because it makes exercise less of a separate health core and more of a neurological input. It also broadens the range of useful activity. Walking, resistance training, balance work, brief movement breaks, and coordinated activities can each contribute in different ways. Fourthly, nutrition is framed as nourishment and metabolic support rather than strict dieting. The book's treatment of nutrition emphasizes nutrient supply rather than allegiance to a single diet identity. Wood presents food as a way to provide the brain with adequate energy, protein, fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, and metabolic stability. This matters because the brain is highly energy demanding, yet long-term cognitive health is also affected by systemic conditions such as obesity, type 2 diabetes, poor vascular function, and low muscle mass. The result is a balanced position. Both underfueling and chronic overconsumption can be harmful in different contexts. Rather than promoting rigid rules, the book encourages readers to prioritize nutrient-dense foods, sufficient protein, and patterns that support metabolic health. It also avoids making supplements the center of dementia prevention. This is a useful corrective in a category where brain health advice often becomes either overly restrictive or product-driven. Wood's approach is practical because it acknowledges individual differences. People vary in activity level, age, medical history, appetite, and dietary preferences, so the goal is not a universal menu, but a reliable supply of what the brain and body need. Lastly, the book resists biohacking culture by emphasizing ordinary behaviors with compounding effects. A major theme of The Stimulated Mind is skepticism toward the idea that brain longevity depends on advanced biohacks, exotic supplements, or extreme optimization routines. Wood's argument is not anti-science or anti-technology. Rather, it is that the strongest foundations are often ordinary behaviors practiced consistently. Sleep regularity, physical activity, social connection, learning, stress tolerance, and adequate nutrition are accessible levers with broad biological effects. This emphasis is significant because dementia prevention can easily become overwhelming. Readers may encounter conflicting claims about fasting, nootropics, wearables, genetic risk, or specialized testing. Wood's framework helps prioritize. If basic inputs are weak, marginal interventions are unlikely to compensate. The book also recognizes that consistency is difficult, especially in modern environments that encourage sedentary behavior, fragmented attention, poor sleep, and social disconnection. Its practical value comes from reducing complexity without oversimplifying the science. By focusing on compounding habits, Wood positions brain health as an ongoing process of shaping daily conditions, not a short-term project or a search for one decisive intervention. In conclusion, The Stimulated Mind is best suited for adults who are concerned about cognitive aging, dementia risk, focus, memory, and long-term mental performance, but who want guidance that is practical rather than alarmist. It will also interest caregivers, health professionals, coaches, and readers of lifestyle medicine who want a framework that connects neuroscience with everyday behavior. Its practical benefit is prioritization readers can see how movement, sleep, nutrition, learning, social connection, and stress tolerance fit together instead of treating them as unrelated wellness tasks. Its intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of the adult brain as adaptable, energy-dependent, and responsive to repeated inputs across the lifespan. Compared with many brain health books, it stands out by avoiding both fatalism and exaggerated promises. It does not reduce dementia prevention to supplements, rigid diets, genetic destiny, or brain training games. Instead, it offers a broad but coherent model based on stimulation, recovery, and nourishment. Wood's background in neuroscience, medicine, and elite performance also gives the book a distinctive perspective. The same principles that support high performance can also support resilience in aging. Its value lies in making cognitive longevity feel scientifically grounded, realistic, and behaviorally specific. If you would like to support Dr. Tommy Wood, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.